It is a real pleasure to be here with every single organization, but with every single one of you, because the situation for immigrants has always been difficult in this country. Let's not kid ourselves about that. It's always been difficult. But what has happened after September 11th is that the situation has gotten worse for hardworking, law-abiding immigrants in this country. With the excuse of fighting terrorism, we have had illegal and secret detentions. With the excuse of fighting terrorism, we have had Operation Tarmac that has hit airports and arrested janitors, people who are just doing and bringing food to the table for their families. Looking for terrorism, we have had the Absconder Initiative, who has targeted, again, the community, the Muslim community, people from the Middle East, and a huge amount of people from the Philippines. Fighting terrorism, we have had special registration. And have we found any terrorists with all these attacks on immigrants? The answer is no. Why? Because we are not terrorists. We are not the enemy. We are what makes America great, because we do believe in equality and democracy and freedom, and all of these initiatives are negating this. Special registration is one of the most racist, most awful, atrocious policies that we have seen instituted in this country, and we are should be ashamed and will be shamed by history because of what we have done now. Other organizations stand in solidarity in demanding that people not be arrested and not be detained. Many of these people are on the waiting list. And you know what has happened in LA as they've been working on getting and detaining all these individuals? The adjudications have stopped. That means that people are not even being able to get their processes moving forward. But they do have the resources and they do have the time to arrest innocent, law-abiding immigrants. And we must say a stop to it immediately. And Kirla is a multi-ethnic immigrant rights organization, because and we feel very strongly that in order for us to counter the attacks on immigrants, we must stand together. So it is wonderful to see the Latino community, the Arab community, the Black community, the Caucasian white community together in solidarity, fighting for our rights, fighting for the American, the ideals of America. And we must say the war on terrorism should never be the war on immigrants, but it is, and we must say, we must stop these attacks. We must stop the attacks against our brothers and sisters of any ethnicity, of any religion, because in the end, we are brothers and sisters that should be fighting for peace. Brevemente en español, y pienso que es muy importante decir estas palabras exactamente en español. Los ataques contra nuestra comunidad inmigrante han sido por mucho, mucho tiempo. Aquí no hay que decir de que de repente comenzaron, sino que se hicieron peor. Pero ahorita tenemos que estar conscientes que si vamos a ganar, si vamos a luchar y vencer en contra de todos estos ataques para que nuestras familias, nuestros hijos, puedan seguir adelante y que se puedan vivir en un país de paz y un país que los respeta como seres humanos, nos tenemos que aliar a nuestras comunidades del Medio Oriente. Y no podemos decir, nosotros no somos terroristas, tenemos que, y ellos sí. Ni uno de nosotros somos terroristas y todos somos inmigrantes contribuyendo a este país. Así que, arriba los inmigrantes, and let's just fight together to respect, to make sure that our rights are respected and that each individual is out of jail immediately. Thank you. Thank you.